More than 600 people are missing in Northern California after the fast-moving campfire decimated the mountain town of Paradise. For every person still unaccounted for, there are family members and friends desperately trying to find them. Reporter Stephanie O'Neill spent the day with one man as he searched for his missing wife. And a note to warn you that the details of this story may be upsetting.
Since the deadly wildfire barreled into his Butte County community, Jim Naver, an elementary school teacher in his 60s, has barely slept or eaten, his days instead consumed by visits to evacuation centers and hospitals as he searches for his 67-year-old disabled wife.
Her name is Anna Hastings, and she goes by Tony, and she's like 5 foot tall, blonde hair, blue eyes, kind of small.
Yeah, Last Thursday started like any other beautiful fall day in the pine-filled town of Paradise, California. The only exception, a light bit of smoke Naver noticed in the distance. So he and his wife prepped the way they always had during the past 19 years of living up here in wildfire country. He double-checked there was nothing flammable near the house while she monitored the local TV news. She saw no mention of fire, so Naver headed to work.
I told her I'm going to go down halfway down the mountain. I promised her if I saw anything that made me feel a little bit uncomfortable or got a strange vibe, I was going to turn around halfway and come home and call in sick.
But he didn't, because down the road the smoke was thin. Within a couple hours, however, everything changed. The winds picked up. The fire began to roar. Naver left his classroom and raced back toward Paradise until he hit a California Highway Patrol roadblock.
And I told the CHP officer, my wife is disabled, she doesn't drive a car, she doesn't have a cell phone, and she's not going to leave without the dogs and cats, and I really need to get up there to get her. And he goes, turn that truck around, no one's getting up here.
He phoned Tony and told her the road was closed, so they discussed her going across the street into a clearing in case the fire reached their house. Over the next few hours, they spoke several times, but the last time he called, the lines were dead. He hoped she'd escaped with a neighbor. And then he began searching for Tony at shelters and hospitals. No one had any information. After 5 days, he got behind fire lines and headed into Paradise.
That's smoldering right there.
Still smoldering.
That was the tow yard, all those yard cars towed. Well, there's some that didn't get burned.
Some didn't get burned.
Yeah, it's the same hit or miss, and I'm just praying that my wife and dogs and cats are in one of the untouched homes.
As happens in wildfires, the devastation here is haphazard. The Big O tire shop stands, an antique store and restaurant are burned to the ground. Across the street, a convenience store is melted into an unrecognizable mass. As Naver drives, he loses track of where he is because nothing looks like Paradise anymore.
This house is gone. Not good.
This is your neighbor?
We'll be coming to my house in a couple minutes. Their house is standing. That's incredible. Please, God, let Tony be and the animals be in the house.
And then Naver turns the final corner.
That's my driveway. Oh, my house is gone. Oh, my God, my whole house is gone. Oh, no, I don't think my wife made it out.
The following day, Jim Naver gets a terrible phone call from the coroner's office. Search dogs discovered remains at his home believed to belong to his wife of 43 years, Anna Irene Hastings, known by her friends and family as Tony. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie O'Neill in Paradise, California.